bulletin read by Miranda Blunt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments and organizations today through video conferencing. In line with the Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation, the 15th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The new recruits will be joining the central government in various ministries and departments. In the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to all chief ministers, asking them to identify Pakistani nationals in their states. Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. India has revoked all existing visas issued to Pakistanis, except long-term visas, diplomatic and official visas with effect from Sunday. All medical visas issued to Pakistani nationals will be valid only till the 29th of this month, and no new visas will be issued in the revoked categories. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday reached Rome, Italy, to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis in the Vatican City. President Murmu paid homage to Pope Francis by laying a wreath at Basilica of St. Peter. President Murmu will attend the funeral mass today, which will be attended by dignitaries from around the world. Pope Francis passed away on the 21st of this month. State mourning is being observed across India today as a mark of respect to the departed leader of the Roman Catholic Church. Mizoram Governor General Vijay Kumar Singh yesterday said that Mizoram University, MZU, a central university in the state, plays a crucial role in promoting higher education in Mizoram as well as the northeastern region. He was addressing the MZU's Foundation Day cum Silver Jubilee celebration at Tandril on western outskirts of Aizawl. Governor Singh, who is also the chief rector of the varsity, lauded its recent achievements, including A-grade accreditation by National Assessment and Accreditation Council and its consistent ranking among India's top higher education institutions by National Institutional Ranking Framework since 2016. He also noted that India today ranked the Mizo University among the top 30 universities in the country and one of the top two central universities in the Northeast. Travelling in boats through the Brahmaputra or by the long route will soon be a thing of the past for the people of Phulbari and Dhubri border towns. The 19.28-kilometre bridge connecting Phulbari in West Garo Hills, Meghalaya and Dhubri in Assam is going to be a game-changer as it will reduce travel time. The bridge now under construction is expected to be completed in another 2 years. The longest river bridge in the country will cut travel time by 20 minutes. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal will attend the Power Ministers' Conference for Northeastern Region at Gangtok today. All the power ministers and senior officials will attend the conference. Multiple aspects of the power sector of the region will be discussed in the conference. Later in the day, he will review the urban and power sector of Sikkim in presence of Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang. In Arunachal Pradesh, 16 out of the 27 districts have been declared malaria-free. This was informed by Deputy Director of Health Services, Dr. Kethi Mulung, while addressing the World Malaria Day event at Naharlagun yesterday. He reiterated that the Health Department is committed to achieve a malaria-free Arunachal Pradesh by 2027. In Manipur, the results of Higher Secondary Examination 2025 were declared yesterday. The pass percentage in arts stream is 90.12%, in science 95.45%, while commerce stream has 92.06% pass percentage. Girls outshine boys yet again in the High School Leaving Certificate Examinations 2025 in Nagaland. The total qualified percentage of girls was 75.40, surpassing the percentage of 74.90 for boys. The overall pass percentage for HSLC exams was 75.16%. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin. Have a nice day.